Good morning, folks. Good morning. Hey, today is Sunday, July 7th, 2019. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show, and I did that backwards, and that's just because, well, I don't care. You know, you should open your show with, here's the date. Yay! Now, today is, I don't know. Every week is special, unspecial, crazy. I mean, it's been a crazy 2019, 2018, you know, going all the way back. I have a whole bunch of news and a whole bunch of interesting stuff that we want to go over in the lunatic world that we live in. And I got a, man, you guys hear about Jeffrey Epstein? Where are we going with that? Last night, seems like he got, caught again, right? Somebody's going after him. And I'm going like, why? I thought you already gave this guy a pass. He's Hillary and Bill's buddy. Why are you going after him again? You know, be careful or you might bust Hillary and Bill, right? And a whole bunch of other rich people. That's an interesting slippery slope. And we'll talk a little bit about that as we go on. There's a lot of stuff. Brexit, earthquakes. Ah, earthquakes, yeah. What's going to happen there? I see the usual crap happening there. You know, there's an earthquake, there's going to be another earthquake, and it might be bad, it might be nothing. But 6 out of 10 scientists say that there's a 20% possibility of a probability of a bottle falling off of a wall in 10 minutes. Well, no, it might take 24 hours. Hang on, read this article. This is about how to prepare that bottle from falling off the dang shelf. I'm crazy. Brexit's coming along, is it? I don't know, but we'll talk a little bit about that. Seems that the one good thing that has happened from Brexit is quite certainly I don't see anything from happening or has happened yet, but they say that the Brits are actually stockpiling right now, that 50% of their households are putting back some food, some water, some drugs. What does that mean? Right? They got their opium and heroin and cocaine. You know, cocaine is making a comeback. I didn't even know that stuff was still around. But hey, I know it's the resurgence of the 70s. I mean, you've seen it in the styles of the women that are walking around. They're wearing the 70s style pants. Maybe they go hand in hand with the cocaine. I don't know. Just keep me out of that. Alan, good morning. Sorry for that rant, but, you know, there is a bunch going on, and we can't talk about all of it.
Yeah, that is true. Epstein thing, that will remain to be seen. I can see the punishment being banishment to an island full of underage children.
That's not funny. It's not funny at all.
No, it's... And probably what'll end up happening.
When you get so jaded, you go, oh, really? That guy is, he's got golden whatever pinkies on him. I found an interesting article, and we'll get a little bit into Epstein here in a few minutes. But I found an interesting article that was written several months ago that outlined, Epstein's involvement in all sorts of different stuff, and I'll throw that in the chat room. The chat room URL is... where you go on your web browser. You go into your web browser and you type republicoftexas.chattango.com. I'm in there right now. I think Mer Bailey might be in there. Who knows? Let's see. We've got three people in there. Hey, there's Art. That's great. But anyways, republicoftexas.chattango.com. I will throw the links that I got for the articles that I've gotten. In fact, if you want to go there right now, or you can scroll back in the future, I want to start with something that happened last week that seems so far away from us, right? So there was a meeting, there was a meeting of two groups in Seattle, Washington, right? And one was called the Proud Boys, and, you know, so the Proud Boys go over there, they decide that they're going to have an event, and they go, and then they gather, and from what I know, they gathered, and they walked down the pier, and then they dispersed, right? That's because the counter-protesters were out and in strength, and exactly why they needed to gather in Seattle is beyond me, I guess, just to poke the bear. You know, is that all they're doing is poking the bear? Because Seattle, Washington, even the mayor supports Antifa, and the police are given, you know, don't touch me type rules and whatever. So it's like, yeah, let Antifa be, and the residents are all, man, why are these guys trashing the place? They walk around like hoodlums, and that's a good question. Why are they trashing the place? How long are they going to be allowed to trash? What's the purpose? Well, I guess it's twofold, right? You know, we're told by the left that it's just because they're right, and just because some of their tactics are bad, then whatever. So they're into this milkshake thing. They throw a milkshake at a reporter. The reporter gets hit in the head. It has quick drying concrete in it, I guess, and so it hurts the reporter. The reporter is some, left-wing photographer or something like that, an indie NGO, and we're all supposed to know him or something like that. And they beat him up pretty good. He's in the hospital. He might be in the hospital right now. You know, it's only been 7 days. He was in the middle of the week. Okay, big deal. Well, the press, the media, the people that pretend is a better word, to pretend to bring you the news, want you to know that they hit one of their own. Oh, my God, they beat a band, Andy. Well, he must have been doing something wrong, and that's okay. They're just kids, and it's just one person. It's not a big deal. And they're like, well, they attacked him. And what about these other guys? They hit these guys with, you know, clubs and sticks and, you know, crowbars. Yeah, I don't know. Is it really a crowbar? Probably was. I don't know. Anyways, they're criminals. They're delusional. And well, they're in Oregon. Seattle. It's a rose. Well, I guess it's rose-covered Antifa or some crap like that. That's the group that likes to go do these marches. Anyway, so this thing all happens, and everybody covered it for 1 minute and didn't cover it for 1 minute. CNN still loves them. They will love Antifa for the longest time, and I'll be moving on from Antifa, but I wanted to read you something. And this is the first link that goes over to the chat room, and I really recommend that you guys, consider reading this article. It's from itsgoingdown.org. It's Going Down is, a website dedicated to people that are like Antifa, right? They really like it. So how do we do this? Let's see. It's written so strangely that I really wouldn't want to read the whole thing to you guys. But the fun part, the first thing is reporting an analysis on June 29th, Portland anti-fascist mobilization, right? And it goes, I arrived downtown around 11:30 in the morning, walk around to see the situation was beforehand. A few people from the pop mob were starting up the pop, so they have these things called pop mobs. They're very trendy, right? We went to the pop mob, and no small amount of bike cops were already on the perimeter. Oh, they had a perimeter. Wow, great. With more armored cops a couple blocks away. In the Justice Center, the cops tried to set a tone of intimidation early, and they sauntered through the park closer to noon when the party was scheduled to begin. See, they were having a party. See, these guys are what they're doing, what's called LARPing, live action role playing, and they dress up in black, and they go out there, and the cops dance with them because the mayor sits there and goes, don't hurt them. Don't take their stuff. Hurt those guys. Take their stuff. Right? But they think that it's just a game. Let me continue real quick. The cops tried to set a tone of intimidation, blah, 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 blah. This person was, let's see, at one point they grabbed a person who was masked up. I mean, that's what they call hiding. This person was able to shake free and back away as the members of the National Lawyers Guild as others gathered around. Wow, that's just like crazy. But man, there's so many words and so many stupid things. But at one event, they get deeper into it, it goes, it took us a minute to realize how surrounded we had the fash. Fash is, of course, who they claim are fascists, right? They're probably more capitalists or just people, you know, but they are LARPing, you know, live action role playing. So they walk around and go, "We got a fascist here." Someone ran to the section I was in and informed us, "Hey, we got Haley Adams and some other people cornered over here. Come on, we could use more people." To which someone responded, "We have some Proud Boys cornered over here." The first person replied, "Oh, really? Cool." That then ran off. And then a skirmish broke out. A lot of us were finding ourselves in smaller and smaller groups. The police noticed, too. They started to close in. This is an area for growth that I see. We need to, here we go, analysis of the day for the little LARPers. We need to get better and quicker at coming together and acting autonomously while maintaining group cohesion. Oh, yeah, okay. During this time, I saw a handful of people run into the closed food cart pod and at the Dell block, and a ton of bike cops swarmed in after them. Man, they're having lots of fun. Anyways, they keep going on and on about this little thing, and they're crazy guys, man. They're absolutely Looney Tunes. They say that they're stronger and less imitated by the police. Well, okay, the police are told not to touch us, so, and they say that the fash are getting weaker. Well, no, they're just staying away from you and letting you screw your own pooch. You know, and they barely turned out enough people. But see, that's the deal. I have a feeling that the Proud Boys or whoever wanted to do this thing wanted to do it to get them out and get them mobilized, get them pissed, and then disappear without leaving anything and let them be their own worst enemy. Anyways, Antifa is going to be a real interesting thing coming up. You know, we had, what is it? They did it on a Saturday, right before the 4th of July, and then promised to, you know, go over to a 4th of July, you know, Independence Day rally over at the White House. Right? And this time they were going to go with muriatic acid and balloons. Now that was smoke, I think. I think that wasn't even ever the intention. That was just to kind of like get everybody sidetracked from the fact that, well, these guys have been stirred to a frenzy. This website, itsgoingdown.org, has lots of interesting articles, per se. You know, ever want to see what the anti-fascists are doing or how that community is communicating? I'll go over there. They like lots of things, hating cops. They like strapping themselves to trees. They don't like the police state. And, damn, I don't support it either. I don't support a lot of the things they stand for, but they're crazy. But sorry, Alan, I just had to go anti-fascist. You know, the Antifa folks, that's something that doesn't get talked out about enough, in my mind.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is rather confusing, Steve. From what I understand, is this Ngo guy, which is a Vietnamese name. I kind of know that because I was living in the town outside Fort Chaffee where they brought all the Vietnamese in 1975 when the last plane, you know, helicopter out of Vietnam and everything, all those airlift people. I grew up around a lot of those. And was he not also homosexual? Did I not hear? So, I mean, that would be just open for hate charges right there, him being a minority and being a homosexual also. Very strange things. And this all occurred in the city of Seattle, which has replaced its fire hydrants with giant hypodermics and heroin flowing through the water system. So, I mean,
yeah.
The whole thing is just crazy. We all know this. They're talking about using muriatic acid. Well, no, that would be taking one of the Arabs over there in Europe. They're throwing acid all over people, apparently. So they'd be stealing their shtick over there. I don't know. The whole thing is just insane, Steve. They keep us diverted.
Are you calling cultural appropriation on the muriatic acid? Will be acting like Europeans?
Yes, I am. They would be acting like the Arabs over there in Europe. That's just uncalled for.
I don't know. You could get sued, Antifa. You know, you could get sued. But, you know, that, who knows? You know, let it go. Now, go over to, from time to time, it's good to read the bad stuff. I mean, I listen to, let's see, Alan reads the local newspaper. That's bad for your brain, right? And I don't do it, but he seems to do it. And so I let him do it, and he can regurgitate the local newspaper to me. You know, I listen to NPR sometimes, right, until it hurts, right? Then I have to, you're like, and that hurts a lot. It really does. I can't do 15, 5 minutes sometimes without having to change the channel.
Steve, what I do is I watch just the knowing what went on. Like I said, I watched what happened when the paper changed hands, and I knew why it changed hands when it did. It was because a lady named Nancy Battle got up in front of the city council, was talking Agenda 21 and ICLEI, and do you know these guys are taking over our town? Y'all aren't doing anything. They're in control of you. And they shut her down real quick, and they changed the owner of the newspaper, so it would come out with all these articles like this one here. The truth about measles vaccinations. Misinformation leads to rise in new measles cases. And this is, of course, by the guest columnist, who is James R. Parton, M.D. of Hill Country Memorial. I mean...
yeah, uh-huh. They're all cattywampus.
And me having a sister-in-law who is one of the white coats, and I can't imagine the pain and the distortion she's having to go through. When I ask her the question, well, was she, you know, I couldn't even get the question out. Was she a nice, healthy, bubbly little baby? And she said it was 12 months. It was the MMR vaccine at 12 months. I watched it happen. It was the MMR vaccine. This is coming from one of the white coats that went through their schooling, everything else, and all she can do now is give people information and say, and if they come in and they say, I want my child vaccinated, all she can do and still keep her position that she spent so much time, so much effort going through to get, to be able to make a good living, all she can do is give them information and say, I want you to read this. After you read it, you can come back to me, and if you still want me to vaccinate your child, all I can do is give them the vaccination. She cannot tell them that, no, this is dangerous, don't do it, don't do it. She can't do that. She can try to steer them in one direction. That's all she can do. And I can't imagine what she is going through, what she's had to go through. It's got to be just heart-wrenching. But
yeah. And a part of me believes that when people are in those kind of positions of power, it's like the golden handcuffs, right? They got this. They got this understanding that, they did this to my child, right? And it feels like crap, but they're still participating in the system. And I guess that's my same problem, right, Alan? You know, I don't believe too much in radiation, but everybody wants the radiation in their houses. I don't know.
Well, Steve, I think we've had this conversation before, Steve. You know, you can't not play their game. You've got to play the game to a certain point to even survive in today's world.
Hang on, folks. The game will continue after these messages. Public of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, you're listening to a Republic of Texas radio show. During the break, we were having a little conversation about the old Antifa and this and that, whatever. And, you know, it's only a matter of time till it blows up again. And, well, what's going to be the catalyst was kind of the conversation. And one thing got brought up that Joe Biggs from the InfoWars crew is allegedly assembling people, and I say it allegedly because I've just done a tertiary or primary search on this information, and it definitely seems to be out there on the interwebs that somewhere around the 4th of July, they plan to go over to Portland and meet with the Rose City Antifa for a quick dance with the cops and the Antifa and all that other stuff. And, man, what's that going to accomplish? I'm not too sure. I think it's really just playing into their game. You know, that's, do they need to do that? Do they just want to do that? Do they think that they can kick their ass? Right? Is that what it's about? I don't know, Alan. What do you think?
I don't know. The distraction is large. It is, Steve.
Well, I guess they can sit there and plan their itinerary.
They've been allowed to get so deep into every aspect, basically, of everyone's lives that, man, to wrench these folks free, whatever they've been, whoever you want to call them, they're so deeply entrenched. I mean, they've been allowed to get so deep within our society that they've basically percolated into every corner of just about everything. Everything is controlled. Everything is computerized and tracked and traceable. I mean, every small business has to have a be computerized. You can't do hand accounting anymore or any of this crap. It's gotten very controlled. It's a controlled situation, Steve. I don't know.
Oh, I believe so. I think that the Antifa consists of a bunch of kids that are studying, communism within their within the books that they write for Antifa. It's all communism, you know. So they're heading that way. They're dealing with communitarian principles. Maybe we're sitting there doing communitarian type stuff. They're LARPing, right? They do live action role playing games, and they play spot the Nazi, do this, do that. They're doing the old chants and so forth. You know, hey, we hate the Fed. Hate the Fed. We hate the Fed. Hey, we hate the Fed. Well, I don't know what they sing, right? But they do that whole thing. It's left over from the '60s protests. You know, which probably mostly came from the FBI. You know, all those groups were infiltrated, you know, during the anti-war movement was infiltrated. Why can't I say man, we got that part of my brain shut off today, Alan. But it's all been
infiltrated.
Yeah, maybe so. There's a damn rectangle in front of me. But I thought it's an apple.
You know what I get, Steve, is, you know, we know the school system is responsible for a lot of this Antifa stuff and everything. You know, what they've been indoctrinated into. And we know that there are some kids out there, children out there, who are going through the school system who are awake and aware. And it's amazing that on the Internet there's not more of these kids, like, recording what's going on in class and putting it out on the Internet, you know, because there's got to be just all kinds of misinformation being stuffed into their heads. And it's amazing that some of them, the ones that are awake, are not, you know, reporting more on this. Is it just getting crushed, or what is going on?
I think, you know, it's a play, it's a game, it's live action role playing, LARP, right? You work your coffee job. I mean, the one thing that I've gotten from my time over at itsgoingdown.org and year and a half, 2 years of visiting it on and off, you know, is the world that these people are coming from, that they're writing from. That article I read to you was a first-person account and analysis, for lack of his words, of what they can and can't do, and they carefully control the narrative there. I will say that. They don't talk about their losses ever on It's Going Down. They never claim a loss. It just didn't happen, right? You can watch it happen, and they won't cover it. Because all that is it's a site for propagating disinformation, whatever. You know, this one, it's exciting. We're Antifa, and we're taking back everything, and we're doing it, and we're outsmarting the cops. You know, the cops, they don't touch them. Don't touch them. Pretend to touch them. You know, maybe rope them in a little bit, but don't touch them. And they think that they're winning.
Taking it back for what, Steve, is my question.
I don't know. Well, taking it back for free food, right? They go to work, and they're what? Are they a programmer, right? Are they some kind of a developer, and then they're taking their time off to dress up as Antifa and get out there and, you know, play Commando Nazi? Are they a barista that happens to have all the accoutrements to become Antifa? Here I go. Maki Kamiyato. Here we go, Antifa! Woo! I don't know. I can't tell you the anatomy of those people. They really need to go to jail, and then we can figure that out. But I don't wish. Man, they need to stop.
You said that website it's going down. See, you remember? Yeah, it just brought to mind. You remember that song? It's coming down. It's coming down.
Uh-huh.
The new world order's coming to your town.
Yes, sir. I know. Isn't that funny? anyways, it's not coming here, said CFR over in the chat room. Well, that's good, CFR. I really don't want it coming anywhere. I want them to wake the frick up. You know, speaking of waking the hell up, the biggest news in today, right, and I don't know if I have the time. I think I'm bumping into a break here, but let's see if we can get into here. The little news that happened late last night was Jeffrey Epstein is back under the gun. You know, world's famous pedophile airline, right? The Lolita Express. You know, his owner, Jeffrey Epstein, is, well, under new charges. And where's that going? You know, you're going to like this, Alan. No, I don't know if you'd like it, but it is pretty funny. One of the things that I've seen as soon as I went and I tried to do some research on Epstein and how the media is handling the Epstein outing, right, because he's now in trouble again. And how the heck did he get in trouble again? I thought he had a pass on all of his crimes, but somehow he didn't. Well, here's the spin. This is from all of a sudden the news things point to this guy, Tim O'Brien. He's doing a quote here. I have known Jeff Epstein for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It's said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them younger. And that was allegedly a quote from Donald Trump in 2002. And you know what? If you go out looking for pictures of Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump, you will find those out there. You know, I was doing a search for photographs of Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons, and, well, all I got was people pasting Clinton's face next to Epstein. That's not a real picture, right? But that doesn't mean that they're not smart enough not to associate themselves with Epstein in photo ops. Here comes a judge's order, Epstein, the release of Epstein sealed.
Do you think he was dumb enough not to be filming everything that went on his plane and his island?
No, I don't. I think that he protected himself. I do. But my point was, Alan, that the left is going, well, Donald Trump's all about him. It says, oh, yeah, Donald Trump. I hate Donald Trump. Still hate Donald Trump. Oh, Donald Trump. See, look, he Donald Trump. But they haven't even hit their beloved Hillary and beloved Bill yet. And that's where the power came from Epstein. His lawyer, right? His lawyer said that he was involved in creating the Bill and Hillary Foundation. And he was one of the initial donors or something like that. You know, I found some really good information because it all gets cattywampus over the years. You know, how long have we been talking about the Lolita Express, you know, and all that? The case files were, the case files were sealed. Now I'm told that the judge has ordered a release of those files. Now we can find out what the heck was going on. You know, Ken reminds me again that Mueller is involved in getting him off of that case. So they're all. Where's the angle? So is it even worth talking about this subject, Alan? You know,
I don't know. You know, about is this what's going to be the main push to get pedophilia made legal? You know, I really can't. Like you said, I can't see where this is going. They're burning this high level guy that everyone knows is a pedophile. Yada yada. You know, over all the years, you've heard about the Lolita Express. Everything, we've all heard about that. And why is this guy, you know, the first time, was he not, you know, just thrown under the jail and, you know, the jail set back down on top of him and he's never getting out, you know, which should be what happens. But it didn't. He got, like you said, he got off the first time. Will he get off this time? Is this, like I said, I can see this as an emphasis towards saying, well, see, he's a good guy. Everyone, you know, all these rich and famous people have been out to his island and flown on his plane, so pedophilia can't be a bad thing. I don't know, Steve. It's you know, how they're going to hit us and what they're going to do with this stuff. We know there's ulterior motives behind all of it, but you know, we're not privy to the insider information, really. So it's a mystery that remains to be seen. But I don't know. I hope my pessimistic views don't come out to be what reality is. But unfortunately, a lot, most of the time they do, Steve.
I know. It would be nice to think that that was part of the cascading world around us just breaking away, and all these things will fall, like Mueller. Is that, you know, everybody's involvement in that whole criminal organization. But
and then we've got Barr, you know, and he's just squeaky clean, right?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, it's been a long time since I've played chess, Alan. But one thing I know is when you move a piece, you're a couple moves down the way. You don't move a piece without knowing which other pieces you're going to move. And this really feels like that, right?
I don't remember seeing you playing Dr. Spock and James Kirk on, you know, playing at 3D chess on Star Trek or anything, Steve. Did you ever play 3D chess? Or 4D?
No, but 4D? I've never did any LARPing either there, Alan. You know, so, you know, are you going to write or knock me down for that? I've never dressed up as a snow bunny. You know, that's just not me. You know, but
you could identify one. You could identify as one today if you wanted to, Steve. A snow bunny.
I'm not a snow bunny. There you go. I'm going to put you up on charges for whatever self-labeling or something. Oh, I don't know.
Where's Doc would say, tell me to go to my room.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. Maybe is that the biggest thing, right? So how does that release on a Saturday night, in the middle of the night? Did you hear about that yesterday, Alan?
I heard PJ talking about it, yeah.
Okay.
But so I haven't heard too much.
I mean, it wasn't there yesterday morning. The time I went to bed, I wasn't hearing anything. And then all of a sudden, all my sources just fire up at around midnight. It's there. And I'm like, wow, here it is. Well, oh, okay. But it's not normal for something to be released on a Saturday night. So I kind of go into the whole routine of what else is going on that's really important. Ken says that it came out around 8:30 last night. So, what do you go figure? They wait till a Saturday for this. Maybe the news cycle is changing. No, it so isn't changing. You watch news sites, you'll see that the news comes Monday through Friday, and Saturday it regurgitates itself. Unless there's a plane crash or something to make money on, or this or that. Well,
and
right now the money
makers. Holiday weekend. This is a major holiday weekend too. I mean, it was birth of our country. Yay! Woohoo!
Yeah.
I thought all those people were on vacation. What are they doing working?
So
I've never heard of them working.
No. That's why you release it. One of the things that they say, Alan, at least my dad told me that to watch for in my lifetime is, when something gets released on Friday night, it's done that way to hide the fact that it's happening. Because on Friday night, it gets released, and by Monday, it's forgotten about. You have two whole days to let it go. It could be that Friday night has been deemed, inappropriate for release. You know, all of a sudden, it gets 2 days to work on its own ahead of you. Right, maybe Saturday night's the better night to release stuff at this point in time.
And
Steve,
you kind of told a little bit about your background. I mean, your father would have been in a position to know things like this, correct? Because he was, head of sociology or something like that for that area?
He was a social worker, and he was in charge of the, you know, for lack of better words, the baby grabbers. You know, because I don't support that kind of work. I don't support the government getting involved with whose kids to take, right, and going in there and employing a 20-year-old know-nothing to fill out forms and decide whose baby to steal. Right? It's not our society's, you know, job to do that. And my dad believed similarly. You know, he wrote a book that was very well not taken. Right? They didn't like it. They didn't like it because it was critical of lead-in questions and the handling of the social service agencies throughout our nation of the corporate United States of America and so forth. He was deemed, unemployable. He'd get little jobs at, you know, this university or that university, but they would never tenure him and whatnot. But, yeah, he probably knew a lot more than he ever told me in his life, Alan.
I can commiserate with that because, you know, your dad was very high up in the Rosicrucians. My dad was very high up in the Masons. So, yeah, there's probably a lot of things that we weren't told about, Steve.
I know. That's some crazy stuff, and I don't know where to put a lot of that, Alan, quite frankly. And I don't, you know, and where
it's
are
painful
we
to think, it's painful to think about things like this. You know, that your father and my father, you know, were very possibly, you know, somewhat deeply involved in some of this stuff, you know. I mean, but when you get to be a 32nd degree Mason or head of a Rosicrucian lodge, you know, you're a big player somewhere, somehow.
Yeah. Well, maybe you get, I don't know. I don't know the extent of the nefariousness of the secret societies. I don't know how far it goes. You know, there is different groups that are Luciferian, right? And that means, well, the Lucifer things, they practice blood sacrifices, human sacrifices, torture and whatnot. You know, there's plenty of documentation to point the way, and that is not a good thing, right? You know, I don't like religions that are way out in outer space that don't practice, not here. Just as there are Christians, there are Luciferians, right? And a lot of times they point to these actors that we deal with as politicians, you know, the Donald Trumps, the Hillary Clintons, you know, the Al Gores, in their secret upbringing, right? They all know each other. They're all friends behind the scenes, and they grew up with one another. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, hey, cuz, what's going on? Yeah, we're going to battle in a few years. Oh, that's neat. I'm going to kick your butt. Well, it just depends what everybody else says. You know, it's not
up to you.
You
know, there's other guys out there, you know, that have been, you know, associated with these people. Guys like, the name Jim Jones comes to mind. Anton LaVey comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
That were high up in the system, you know, good things came from them, right? Yeah.
Right.
Well, one good thing is, you know, we did get the phrase, don't drink the Kool-Aid. That came from, you know, Jim Jones. So I guess there are good things that come out of this. I don't know.
Right. Well, I guess excrement might have come out of this. They did name George Bush W., right? And what was it? Barbara Bush used to hang out with Anton LaVey. Or was that... God, so I don't know. You know, that's just
Aleister Crowley's daughter.
I'm sorry, Aleister Crowley. Yeah, he was Aleister Crowley's son. Sorry, it's not Anton LaVey. My bad. But it's all so real. You know, it's all so damn real. And what we're seeing is the play. So, what's going on in the play right now? We have the strange part of round two of Epstein's Island, right? And it's going like, well, what is this, right? Is this Trump's going to get him? He's been working on him. And that is, you can make a great argument on that. From what I know, the amount of arrests and the attacks against pedophiles have been hot and heavy, you know, ever since he's been in office. There's been more, and there's some numbers and whatever. Do we believe the numbers? I don't know. Proof is in the pudding. Put them in jail. Let me see it. But
this stuff has been going on for a long time. I mean, when I first really became aware of the boogery that is going on in government, you know, I guess it would be the most pleasant way to say it on a Sunday morning, was up in the Fayetteville, Springdale, Arkansas area up there. There was a little place called, I believe it was Fayetteville Park. It had a little pond down there. And they started getting complaints that, you know, people with, you know, going out there with their children and stuff were, you know, going, walking around, and in the bushes and stuff, they were finding all these used condoms and just very weird, not children play toy type things. There was investigations done. The police watched it, and they ended up, all of a sudden, they busted a whole bunch of people. And, all the names were going to come out in the paper, and then it just kind of dropped, and nothing else was ever heard about it. And all those names that were going to come out in the paper were like the city fathers and mothers and such, I guess. The power people in the area were the ones who were out in this little public park at night boogering each other in the bushes. And so this has been going on a long time. You know, everyone probably has their own little moment when they became aware of really what's going on, because it's so pervasive that everyone has probably more than likely been touched at one point or another, either personally, you know, physically, or just through seeing it and not really. Most people have seen it, but they don't want to accept it because they don't want to accept that it's actually going on. Yeah, but if everyone thinks back, you probably met people, you probably seen things that just weren't right, and you probably starting to figure out now that it really is happening, and this crap has to stop. It doesn't need to stay hidden in the shadows. It doesn't need to be, you do what you want to, because it eventually gets out and your little children are going to be in danger.
But to what, you know, here's the devil's advocate on that. That was never prosecuted or never went to court or something like that. It was almost like Jesse Smollett, right? So Smollett, that guy was tried and convicted before he even went to court. But he tried and convicted himself to a certain extent in the court of public opinion by going to the court of public opinion first off and trying to make a martyr out of himself. And the system decided that they were going to protect him and bless him and, you know, absolve him of that. And they just let him walk. Here, go ahead and walk. And then he walks out of the courtroom and says, I am innocent. See? No charges. We are done. And I was attacked. And it's kind of like, oh, God, you didn't just do that because legally, you know, just because you're a loudmouth, you just open some doors and all that, those files get unsealed. And you still haven't seen him disappear yet, but obviously he's very politically connected somehow, you know. And they don't even care that during the investigation, Jeffrey Smollett, or the old smoothie, they don't even care that he was ordering cocaine with text messages, right? They got all of his text logs. Why didn't he want to give up his phone? Because he ordered, you know, whatever, cocaine. He ordered other stuff. And, you know, they're allegedly very damning. But they don't use that as evidence against him because, well, he was a victim. No, he was the victim. He was the perpetrator. And he's a liar. Right? But that doesn't matter, right? Because for the good of humanity, we can't do that, or whatever the reason. We're in trouble. We're in serious trouble when our leaders are acting like this. They hold things back. They're complete criminals. A while back, Alan, our mayor in Fredericksburg took out a newspaper ad and put, you know, and she said, this is the best decision for our entire city of Fredericksburg and all of the people on the pool committee. Bless this thing, and they came up with this thing, and it's all okay. It's all okay. It's all good. And they printed this full-page ad in the newspaper here in town. Now, what happened is, well, they didn't actually have the blessing of the people that were deciding, you know, what to do with the swimming pool issue. She just said they did, right? She just made that up, right, and used her name. And then she goes to the ethics committee and says, hey, I got a problem. She used my name, and she used city funds to publish this in the newspaper. And first of all, these people right here don't feel that way. And she used our words, and that's illegal. And she got censured for it. And what does that mean? Don't do it again. And then they sealed the records,
It means if you're Jeffrey Epstein, Steve, that you will get banished by the court to an island full of underage children.
I hope not. You know, but maybe that's wishful thinking. This will play out. So will the break. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Wow.
Hey, Steve, you can't accuse me of pulling the show into outer space this time. Ken did it.
No, I understand. Well, the show hasn't moved to outer space. We just kind of did, and I'm not even saying anything about outer space, but. During the break, we had a little conversation with Ken over there at the board op, and we were talking about the Trump rally. And well, let's see if we're going to do it, we'll do it right. The Trump rally, from Ken's observation, was not crazy, right? Which means wasn't Antifa balanced. It wasn't a bunch of you know, Hollywood actors going, you know, ape crap over a bunch of crazy stuff. And that's highly unusual, right? Because isn't in today's little breakneck reality, what is that, right? It's the Super Bowl, so we're going to get a whole bunch of people to run around the pyramid and, you know, say, I love you, Zeus. And, you know, you're like, what? What are you doing? So when he says it's normal, that's what I'd envision, right? Not getting so involved in politics, kind of like, you know, I'd like my baseball game just to be a baseball game, right? Maybe I'd go, you know, but it doesn't need to be a political thing. But again, Alan, you were talking about dragging things into outer space. It is an area that's of great interest, and we do touch on that from time to time. Because how do you say, we've been lied to constantly and often. Constantly the wrong word. Well, it might be correct, right? If a single lie that happened a while back can snowball into a huge, huge, huge lie, right? The question about spacecraft, right? What are spacecraft? Craft that can go in outer space, well, maybe they can go in inner space too, you know, underwater and things like that. The Brotherhood of the Bell, electrogravitics, you know, is that all a bunch of bull? Some people say that it is, but, you know, how is it that the Germans were actually working on that and that propulsion design stuff was, you know, some of their... some of the designs that came out of Nazi Germany or Germany in World War II, and I guess they were the Nazis, well, it
nuclear
deals
technology.
With electrogravity.
Yeah,
nuclear
you
technology.
Remember, hey, you remember, they're Hollywood is telling us, do you remember even Hogan's Heroes had an episode where the little Gestapo guy, I forgot what his name was, you know, was bringing these trucks through, and they were going to have to stay the night at the camp. And the trucks had heavy water in them. Okay, folks?
Uh-huh.
Heavy water is used for only one thing. And you know, and they told us that the Japanese and the Germans were just so, you know, so inept, you know, in physics that they, you know, we got the bomb first, and they were just, you know, they had no idea what was going on. They're telling us, folks, that they lied to us. You know, in Hogan's Heroes, I always wondered what heavy water. You remember they convinced Clink to go out there, you know, and take drinks out of the barrels, you know, and replace it with regular water, and you know because it's not hazardous, deuterium isn't. But they're telling us, folks, we've been lied to a lot.
We have. That's the first hour. So, hang on, guys. We'll do the top of the hour break, and we'll be right back with you, Republic of Texas Radio.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.